Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
And when I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
But we're on to Cincinnati.
It's my team. It's my quarterback.
They are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
Hello? You play to win the game.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
And on the way up, we're going to buy the kneecap off.
You kidding me? Playoffs?
I'm just here so I won't get fined.
How could he not be romantic about football, man?
Hello, lovely people. Welcome to the Bench with Bonetta podcast. Last time we talked, last Tuesday, nothing's really happened since then. It's been very quiet, slow week. Almost no news at all. Oh, I'm going insane! Oh, what a week. What a terrible, terrible week. Last time we were here, Mo and I were sitting pretty. We were feeling good as Browns fans. We were like, woof! Things happened. Deshaun Watson is now the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. Baker Mayfield has walked away at this point in time. Barring some emergency happening while we're recording, Baker Mayfield is just in limbo. In quarterback limbo right now. We have no idea where he's going. Panthers said they don't want him. Could it be Seattle? Could it be nowhere? Could it be Pittsburgh? We don't know. It's been an interesting week. I feel like I don't really want to talk about the bad stuff. I'm a little tired. I'm exhausted. I think I've said my piece at this point. I think everyone's basically said their piece. I've made the decision to move on from the team that I love very much. And just real quick, I fell in love with the Cleveland Browns. I've only been covering football for this. This will be my fifth season coming up. I know, shocker. I'm an incredible analyst and I know so much. So that's shocking to you. But when I first started covering football, I was hosting a show on Fox Sports called Lock It In. And I'd never really watched football before. And I decided that I wanted to adopt a team so that I could really get into it. And that was the year that the Browns were on Hard Knocks. And I was introduced to Baker Mayfield and this incredible personality. Remember when he was like impersonating coaches and guys on the team? Like, he was just so fun. And the rest of the team was just so energetic, and Hugh Jackson was a mess, and they had the beer fridge that was locked, and I was like, what? I don't even need to watch a game. I'm in love with this team. Like, they were just so much fun to root for. And the past few years have literally been so incredible. I fell in love with a sport that I never really felt like I could get into when I was younger. I felt like it was too complicated. I thought there was too many rules. I grew up watching hockey, not football. I don't have those stories with my family. Our Thanksgiving's not even the same in Canada, okay? I didn't have those memories. And I just fell in love with a team, these lovable losers. And I really feel like that's kind of how it came down to my decision this week to move on from the Cleveland Browns is I realized the reason I fell in love with them is because of their character, these lovable losers, like I said. And I think that that character is no longer what it was. And so I think I would just have a really hard time moving forward, and to each their own. I'm not telling anybody to do anything. I've talked to so many Browns fans this week, friends of mine, people that I don't know, and they all, there's a lot of different opinions out there, and some people will stay and some people will go. I am unfortunately choosing to move on, and it sucks. I'm really, really sad. But good thing is I now love football, and to be honest, my Sundays, my week doesn't change much. Like, I watch every single game anyways, and so I'm going to continue to cheer for good football and chaos, which we love on this podcast. But it did have me thinking this week. I did love the whole falling in love with a football team. So why not try to do it again, baby? We are starting the, what should we call this, fellas? Benched Bachelorette? Woo!
I like Benched Bachelorette.
This music sounds sad.
Okay.
This music sounds like I'm a widow.
We're workshopping
looking
in showings.
For a new lover.
Okay, what about this one?
Yeah, let's try
it. I love the cymbals because it's very Bachelorette to me to hear the cymbals.
I think that sounded sad. Okay.
Hey, you're back on
hopeful.
The out there.
Okay. Maybe my husband didn't die. Maybe I chose myself.
Okay.
Huh? That's what this song's giving me. A story of hope. Benched Bachelorette. Woo! Okay, you can cut it. It's
all right,
starting to make me sad again. That's the one. So every single week now, leading up to the very first game of the season, how many weeks do we have left?
About 21, 22.
Okay, so there's 32 teams that we are going to meet today. And we are going to kind of go around the carousel. This is the first night of Bachelor. This is when all the people are coming out of the limos and introducing themselves, and you learn weird things. And you see some, you try to see if you're attracted in the first place. Okay, because as we learned on Love is Blind, love is not always blind. You gotta like what you're seeing here, you know what I mean? So we're going to go through some teams here. I opened it, I mistakenly opened up my DMs today, and I regret to inform you, they are still, I literally just looked at my DMs, still so many messages coming in. I asked our lovely listeners, if perhaps somebody was in the market for a team, what would make your team so attractive? And I got so many messages. I haven't been able to even open all of them. So we're going to get through those in a second here. Should we go through some of these teams? Let's just do like a little carousel situation.
Yeah, you will meet some of the teams. It's like on The Bachelorette. You don't hear from every single guy
the first night. Yeah, you need some curveballs. So I found this website called wordwall.net, and it's literally a carousel with all of these NFL teams. So I'm gonna spit it. Okay, I am landing on the Kansas City Chiefs. Okay, here's my initial thoughts. I would feel like a little bit of a bandwagon situation because the Kansas City Chiefs have been incredible the past few years. You've got the best quarterback in the NFL. You've got Travis Kelce. You've got a defense that's actually been showing up this past year, right? Well, more than, I'm just saying, it might start to be a bit of a whole picture here. But you've got Jackson Mahomes. You've got the TikToks.
Definitely red
flag. That you're going to have to deal with.
They just signed Juju Smith-Schuster. That's more TikToks.
Juju is a Steelers favorite. Those bring back some bad memories of him dancing on the Browns logo.
Right.
Again, related back to TikTok. I feel like TikTok could be a barrier between myself and the Chiefs.
But what about Andy Reid?
Come on. My guy, Andy Reid. How could you not love him? The mustache, the glasses, the Tommy Bahama shirts, his love of cheeseburgers. Ooh, that's a toughie. He's going to reel me back in, but I am hesitant to climb aboard. Also, the fans, the caliber of fans. I mean, that place just, Arrowhead, I think, has the loudest recorded decibel arena in all of NFL. Can you even call it an arena? I meant stadium. That's my Canadian coming out. But you've got fans like Paul Rudd.
Mm-hmm.
You've got some pretty...
Rob Riggle.
Who's the guy from Modern Family real quick?
Cam, the guy who played Cam.
Eric Stone Street.
There you go.
Thank you. Okay, so they're a solid pick. Okay, let's spin again. Ooh. Oh. Ooh. It landed on... the Baltimore Ravens. Now, okay, hold on, Mohan. Cool down. Baltimore Ravens is actually very intriguing to me because there's been the petty Rachel is thinking about AFC North. Like, why don't I just go to another team? Because that's going to really, you know, not that literally anybody cares, but that's going to really drive a fork into them. So I was thinking about the Steelers. I don't think I can do that. That's too much. Bengals, they were just in the Super Bowl. Like that also.
Joe Burrow's great. For me, it's Ohio, so.
Yeah.
It's still Ohio. Okay, so we know where Mohan's leaning.
Mohan
is maybe dating the Bengals right now. But the Ravens, the only thing I would worry about the Ravens is Lamar Jackson was like, look what happened to him this year. He got really sick a bunch. Not even with COVID. I think he just kept on like not being able to take care of himself. Or was he just sitting out because he didn't, I know the team got like rocked with injuries and COVID at the very beginning of the season. Was he sitting out because he was just like, this is just not my year?
Do you feel a little bit like breaking up with someone and then dating their best friend if you go with a team in the AFC North?
Yes, but what if the guy that you're breaking up with, like, did something real bad?
That's fair.
Like, kissed your mother.
Or what if it's like you're dating someone and then you break up with them and you start dating their bully? That's basically what it is. The Ravens have crushed the Browns.
I don't know. That sounds
kind of hot.
Spicy. That sounds hot. Oh. All right, let's spin again. Ravens, maybe. Ooh, maybe. Okay. I feel like it's just like a big flirt. Okay. Ooh, Falcons is interesting. I do really like Matt Ryan, and they just lost him. We don't even know who's the starting quarterback for the Falcons.
Marcus
we don't know yet.
Mariota.
Oh,
unless they spend the 8th pick overall on somebody.
Do people call him Hawaiian Jesus?
I think Titans fans used to once upon a time.
Well, how do you feel about Marcus Mariota? Because that was your pride and joy at one point in time.
I used to love Marcus Mariota, but at this point...
Mariota.
You got to put the enunciation on the T. That's the Hawaiian way. Mm-hmm. Just like one of the best humans. And I don't know if you saw all these tweets, like his former teammates tweeting like crazy when he got signed by Atlanta, like congratulations and how much they love him. But on the field, can he get the job done? I feel like he's a bridge quarterback. The thing with the Falcons is you're like buying in on the ground floor. Like you have the chance to watch a team rise from not that great to potentially growing.
That's I think what is really intriguing to me as we go on this search is like, how could we relate this to a person that's getting out of their limousine? Like maybe somebody that's never been on TV before, they've like not even really had many serious relationships, like just like a, you know, just like something that you can really buy into. Maybe it's somebody getting out of the limousine that has only had terrible relationships.
Mm.
And maybe I've only had terrible relationships and we're looking at each other like, let's treat each other right. Let's do this thing.
Right.
You know?
You deserve better, both of you.
That sounds cute. Okay, let's spin again. Let's do this a couple more times. This is fun. Okay, we landed on the Cowboys.
Ooh.
I feel like all of us kind of collectively went through something with Dak Prescott and the Cowboys. I don't even care if you hate the Cowboys. Seeing Dak Prescott go down and get hurt and then watching him come back this past year, I still think that he should have won comeback player of the year.
Yeah.
This is a team that I can buy into. This is a... But I also, you know, Sal Iacono, cousin Sal, is a very good friend of mine. I've seen him go through some pain. I don't know if I want the same war wounds as he has. Speaking of, I really want to have so many people on this podcast this summer. We don't really do guests. We're exclusive VIP on this podcast. But I do really want people to come and sit here and look me in my face and tell me why I should or should not be a fan of their team. So we'll get Sal in here. I just did his podcast, so he owes me one.
Right.
Cynthia Freeland, I just talked to. Smartest person in the building here. She is a huge Lions fan. I don't even want to say huge because she denies it like literally anytime anyone brings it up. But if they're playing well on a Sunday, you check her tweets because she'll be cheering for the Lions.
So not that often or?
Very seldom.
Dang.
Very seldom. Okay, hold on. Let me ask you guys this. I have my favorites in my head.
Okay.
Who, give me your top three picks from most favorite to least favorite.
Well, can I say the Titans or is that too, I mean, Titans for sure.
Knowing me.
Right.
What do you think I'm going to do? That's the question.
Yes. So my pitch for the Titans is simple. They have a very strong female owner who took over a 2-14 team and has turned them into a franchise that has 6 consecutive winning seasons, 3 straight playoff appearances, 2 straight division titles.
He had this prepped. He like wrote this down, I bet, because he knew.
Nashville is an awesome city. Super
Vrabel,
fun.
Friend of the pod.
Mike Vrabel, friend of the podcast, who... I mean, he knows you're not a Titans fan, but maybe if you update him on what's going on.
He'll be inclined to... okay. That's your number one pick, is you're going Titans?
Yeah.
Who do you think I'm going to go with?
I think the Chargers.
You think I'm going to go with the Chargers?
Local team.
Check.
Justin Herbert's great. Nice young quarterback. Okay. Good flow.
Okay.
They're kind of the little brother to the Rams.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
It's a fun division. Huh? It's going to be a very competitive division.
Herbie, did you mention him? Love Justin Herbert.
Yeah. He's got great flow.
But do they have a cool chant?
They don't. Bolt Up is pretty cool.
C-H-A-R-G-E-R-S. Don't do that on here.
Bolt Up.
Let me tell you guys, neither of those are my favorite. No, neither of those are my number one in my mind right now.
Okay.
They might be close. They might not. I guess you're just going to have to tune in.
Are they in the top three?
I can't reveal that information. I'm just saying they're not my number one.
All right. Will they get a rose this week?
Okay, well, that's the thing. I think we are going to give out some roses at the end of this episode, and one team is not going to get a rose. But first, I did open the DMs. I want to get to some of these messages. Here is what the people are sending in. This is their pitch to me, okay?
DMs now open.
Okay, at Spaz says... easy, the Detroit Lions, simply because you can watch them while stuffing your face every Thanksgiving. Listen, this is something that I mentioned before. I had these dreams watching football on a Thanksgiving afternoon. Sounds so cozy.
Mm-hmm.
I would love. I mean, I'm watching anyways, but to root for your team while you're doing that. That sounds really, that's an idyllic, that's a very romantic image of football.
You have to consider how the holidays are going to play into your relationship.
You really do. You absolutely do.
This might be a hot take, but I don't love football on Thanksgiving.
That is hot.
Because like, you can't always just sit there. I have to help and do stuff and like go on last minute grocery runs.
I think I know what this is about. Listen, you guys don't know this about Mohan. Famously, in our group of friends, Mohan...
Don't do naps.
It.
Not yet.
With his mom. Mohan's been known to take naps on the couch like a sweet little baby boy with his mom.
Aww.
And I feel
Thank you,
like
Justin.
Thanksgiving is the holiday of naps. That is the number one day to nap in the entire calendar year. And if you nap, you can't watch football. So that I think that that's actually why you don't like football on Thanksgiving.
There's just too much going on. I don't have to defend myself.
The Lions on Thanksgiving never play while you're eating. They always have the first game. So
is that true always?
I don't know about always.
Get out a cheese and crackers. Pour yourself a much too early beverage.
I feel like the Cowboys are always the premier meal spot.
Either way, it's on the day. Junkyard dog. Okay, I could get into it. All right. At Taron Killam, no big deal.
Whoa.
Love him. He's so funny. Do you, this is what he said. Do you like being a world champion with the best sports stadium in the world? Hashtag.
Who's?
Just play.
He
just
said who's house.
But here's my thing. I just feel like coming. I just think it deducts so many cool
soon.
Points if you're going in after a Super Bowl. Then you're like, oh, you're such a bandwagon fan.
Yeah. You're also coming in probably after the peak.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, they might. I feel like after this year, Sean McVay retires. I think Aaron Donald retires. So you have maybe one good year. Mm-hmm. And then that's it.
You want to catch a team on the upswing.
Yeah.
Okay. Ian Laird also... Lions, before you stop reading, hear me out. This is what he said. There is never any expectation. If you win a game, it is a great day. If you lose, oh well. I kind of love this. I love just watching football. I'm not gonna, you know, get too upset. The worst time in my football career was when the Browns went to the playoffs because I was like,
very stressful.
I was so stressed out. I was so excited. I had such high highs and then I had such low lows. Patrick said, how about my Cowboys? You'd make a real pretty cowgirl little lady. But he's not wrong. Okay, hold on. Somebody texted, an owner of a team texted a friend of mine today. You guys know what I'm talking about. I'm not going to say.
Wow.
And they said, how do we get Bennett on the bandwagon? The word is out. Okay, people are starting to court me. I'm getting follows from all these different teams today. The Chargers started following me today. The Titans started following me today. The Detroit Lions started following me today. People are sliding into the DMs, folks.
The Bills threw you a hey?
The Bills threw me a hey. Okay, the Bills is a big contender.
Okay.
I'll have you know. Because I feel like when I started watching football, people were like, why aren't you a fan of Buffalo? It's so close. All my family, you know, if they're ever going to go to a game, they're going to go to Buffalo. Okay.
Makes sense. And you got, like I said, catching a team on the upswing.
Yeah.
That seems like one that could be good.
Chris is proposing the Minnesota Vikings. I feel like we have a very similar accent. Kirk Cousins just signed on again. I don't know if I'm super hot on that. Mm-hmm. I feel like the last few years have just been, they had this insane record, like, I don't know what it ended up being at the end of the year, but they had so many 1-point losses. I was like, this has got to be absolutely atrocious for a fan to go through.
And Justin Jefferson is a friend.
Justin Jefferson is a friend of the pod. I could cheer for him. I am cheering for him. Okay, my Bears suck, but they're rebuilding. Kansas City Chiefs Kingdom will welcome you with open arms. Here's the thing is like, I also, maybe let's like ask our bosses if we can like put a little travel budget behind this baby. There's some cities like, listen, I might be a Saints fan. Never been to New Orleans.
Never?
And I think that that's what we should argue. We should go upstairs to the boss's office right after this and be like, how do you expect me to pick between, you know, Nashville, which I've also never been to, Tennessee
Whoa.
Titans, and the Saints when I've not been to these cities?
They got to wine and dine you.
It doesn't make sense.
It is just the premiere, so we'll see. Maybe we'll do some visits like they do.
I think that we should do some family, some home visits because this is the benched bachelorette after all. Okay, so before we go, we have to give out some roses, and I'm going to give roses today to 31 teams.
So maybe just tell us who's not.
I'm going to tell you who's not.
We got your all.
First, I will not be giving a rose to the Cleveland Browns. Moving on. And leaving it in the past. And I hope they find happiness where they are going. They've chosen their partner, and I'm going to choose a new... I'm excited. This is like open road. Like, it could bring me, you know, a lot of attention, which I'm actually really enjoying so far. So come back next week. We are going to start having some guests on this show. Oh, I'm filling in on Good Morning Football next week. I'm going to be in New York next week. I guess we're going to be doing this over Skype.
Hell yeah.
So tune into Good Morning Football next week, Monday to Friday, bright and early. I'm going to be there, hopefully not being asked to talk about anything that I don't want to talk about. Mm-hmm. And it'll be great. And tune in to see who gets the rose next week. Don't forget to subscribe to the show. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at @bench_pod to see the videos, clips we talk about each week with your own eyeballs. Wait, play the song.
Oh.
Not about this song.
Our new theme.
Play our new theme. Let's go out on a high note, a hopeful note.
Yes.
Who will get a rose next year? Who will get a rose next
week?
Week? Or next year? Next season.
Find out on the Benched Bachelorette.
Wow. You could really moonlight as like a voiceover really actor, I think.
It'd be fun.
Bye, guys. See you next week.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Are you looking to build this year? If so, there is no better time than right now to start planning and to get your spot on the construction schedule. If you need a garage, a stall barn, a storage for vehicles, RV, boat, collectibles, or even a shop for your farm, hobbies, or car restoration projects, visit MortonBuildings.com and start your construction process. With superior materials, craftsmanship, best-in-class warranty, Morton Buildings are made to last for generations. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From their cutting-edge innovations to their craftsmen in the field, they are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Their legacy of excellence spans more than 120 years, and Morton Buildings is 100% employee-owned with more than 250,000 satisfied customers. That means they're the industry leader you can trust. When you choose Morton, you'll experience quality at every step of the building process, starting before the walls even go up. Visit MortonBuildings.com to get started today.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.